the best thing I saw on social media is the first trailer for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, where Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers. So we cannot start the show until we address Jake's new look. He's got glasses on right now. He's got Beats on right now. He can't stop smiling. He's ready to make fun of me somehow. I don't know. Jake, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Talk about your look. What's different? You look like you just carry yourself different now.
I don't know, man. It's just the podcast really changed me, man. No, I actually don't have headphones, so I have to use Tevas.
Okay. For anyone that follows us at The People's Pod on Instagram, you can see Jake's new look on our story. You can rate him. I will make that an option. I'll make that definitely available for the people. Be on a scale of 1 till, oh my gosh, why is he even on the internet? But, yeah, let me know. Okay, what do we got?
Nothing, man.
TV, movies. What have you been watching?
Yeah, so just finished up Big Little Lies season 2. Great show. And then we're also watching Euphoria, both on HBO. Definitely both highly recommend. Don't watch Euphoria with your parents. It might be a little weird, but it's a good show though.
Never heard of it. Why wouldn't I watch it with my parents?
Tell me
Santa isn't real.
No, just a lot of weird stuff I wouldn't want to see around my parents. Okay.
Can't look at you with these glasses. For anyone listening, we're Skype calling right now, so we have the misfortune of having to look at each other for the entirety of this podcast as we go. So, yeah, you said you saw Stranger Things in 2 days. I still have not seen one episode.
Jesus.
I just wanted to make it public that I've given Christina a deadline, August 5th. I'll be out of town until then. So if she hasn't finished season 2, I'm starting season 3 without her on August 5th. I've made that known. Now I've made it public, so I need those crazy kids back in my life.
Oh my god!
But yeah, I cannot do it.
No offense, but I think I would have, thought about being single after this long.
Oh my god!
Would have considered it over the show.
Well, luckily our bond is a little stronger than that. We're ready for it. This has been the biggest test of my life so far. But don't worry, August 5th is the deadline, so she knows it. I know it. And I literally will have my finger on play while I'm waiting for her response to see if she's caught up with season 2. So, what's next? Haunting on Hill House. It's on Netflix. Absolutely terrifying. But it's a really good show. I can't stop watching it. Have you ever seen it?
Did that come out last year?
I have no idea.
Maybe. Like I started it and I never finished it, but it was really freaky if I remember it right.
So freaky.
Damn.
It'll be like the middle of the day, and I'll be like looking over my shoulder, like outside, like what the.
No, I definitely gotta get back on.
I also saw Lion King.
Oh, you did?
So I saw Mufasa die in crystal clear HD.
Wow,
it was traumatizing again. Spoiler, yeah. If you didn't know that by now, I think you missed out on your childhood or something. But I love the movie. It was awesome. Really well done.
Cool. Yeah, that's definitely on the list right now.
For sure. Are you a popcorn guy when you go to the movie theaters? I had this thought. Like I typically don't go to the movie theaters. We've talked about this on the pod. But I've been a little more recently, and I made sure I got popcorn every time. Like, are you a popcorn guy? Are you a snacks guy when you go to the movie theater?
No, I wouldn't say snacks guy, but definitely popcorn. I mean, I guess that's considered a snack. But I don't go usually like above that. But the movie theater popcorn is the absolute best. Like, it's so good and bad for you, but
I've seen your Coke collection. You're telling me you don't walk in there with, like, everything from the candy aisle just shoved in your pockets? I don't believe it for a second.
No, I don't usually.
You get popcorn. Are you getting a drink with that popcorn, or are you just going straight popcorn?
Straight popcorn, man. There's no I don't usually do candy. Sometimes I'll get, like, Sour Patch Kids or something, but you got to have the mood for that, you know?
Yeah, you gotta hate yourself to eat Sour Patch Kids. Sorry, unpopular opinion. I know. Whatever. Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I don't get the drink because I don't want to take out a second mortgage on my home just so I can buy a Pepsi. I get it. All right. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to hop right into the good news storyline because I think it filters into our main topic later on. You cool with that?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this one's about Tracy. Tracy from Alabama and her husband. So Tracy, since she was six, she knew she had lupus. She was diagnosed with lupus from a very early age. And then one day, later in her adult life, she was told that she would need a kidney transplant. So she was put on a transplant list. It was averaged to be a 7-year wait. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you need a surgery and they're telling you you have to wait 7 years? And like, what could go on in that time? That's crazy. That blows my mind. And that happens every day. I'm sure of it. I'm sure I'm ignorant to this right now. Mm-hmm. But it's sad. Yeah, it's crazy. Her and her husband were delighted to find that he was actually the perfect match. So you'd love for the story to end there. Of course, it doesn't. Although he went to the hospital and he was found that they were the perfect match, they told him that his blood pressure was way too high and that he was overweight. How, your wife needs a kidney transplant. You're the perfect match. You go in. They say, oh, too bad. You're out of shape. Like, that'd be heartbreaking.
Yeah, seriously.
So what he like crash dieted, quickly lost like 30 pounds, went back for another checkup. But they told him it just wasn't enough. His health was in no condition for the transplant. His blood pressure was too high. Like 30 pounds was a lot, and he visibly looked different, but it wasn't enough. So this time he went home, he looked in the mirror, he completely changed his life around. His eating, his exercise, his lifestyles, like he changed everything to reach his goal of delivering his wife this new kidney to help save her life.
Wow.
He ended up losing 70 pounds, and he was as healthy as he'd ever been. I sent you this picture earlier just so you could look at it. You can vouch for me. It literally looks like here's a picture of like these parents and here's a picture of their kids because they look drastically different. They both like exercised, got healthy together, lost weight, so they were both ready for the surgery and healthy enough. It ended up being the surgery was a success. And yeah, like I said, the pictures, like they literally look like new people, full of like life, full of health. They literally have like a glow and they're so vibrant from their first pictures to their last pictures. So yeah, good news storyline. This guy, he literally would do anything to save his wife. Ended up losing 70 pounds. He was in joining triathlons and some races just to help him lose weight and stuff like that. So overcame a lot. Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really cool.
I know. I don't know. Testament to the human fate. How you can change your life around. You think you're predestined to be one way and then life just comes at you fast and you react in the right way and here you go. You get this good new storyline out of it. So good for Tracy, good for her husband. As far as I've seen since 2015, since they got the surgery, actually it was February 2016, they've had a healthy life. So no further updates on that, but gotta love it.
Yeah, seriously, that's amazing.
Do you have a fact?
I do. I have a good one. It'll be,
judging by your smile, I'm worried.
No, it's a little weird. A little out there this time.
Okay.
But during the average human lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools. Swimming pools. I think I said pools. But anyway, not insane.
What did you think you said? You sounded like you said pool 4 times.
No, but it's still crazy. That's a lot. Yeah.
That is unreal.
1 to 2 liters a day.
You swimming in that pool if it's your loved one? If you need to save their life, you swimming in that pool of saliva?
I would. Whose saliva is it?
Mine.
Oh, God. I don't know about that.
If I could have screen grabbed the look on your face right now. It says a lot. Your face said no. Your mouth said yes. So I don't know. The jury is out. Where'd you get that from? I'm just curious. Who did the math on that?
It doesn't matter where I get it, man. You just have to trust me.
Like, did someone spit in a tube for a day or like...
They can do projections and shit, you know.
Projections. This isn't a fancy football magazine on your saliva, bro. Some hardcore... Whatever. I kind of like that your facts aren't... really given a source because you can just say whatever you want and it keeps me entertained.
No, but these are true facts, I swear.
Okay, I believe it, I believe it. You sold me. And the glasses are back on, just so you know. Cool Jake is back. So, all right, let's hop into the main topic. You want to?
Sure.
I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Surely.
We're going to talk about getting outdoors and just overall being healthy. I want to go through a little bit of your journey so far, thus far with your health. And I want to go through a little bit of my journey, maybe so we can connect better, because I'm sure a lot of people have like the exact same path as we do or pretty similar ones. So I know with myself, I grew up, I was a chubby little kid, but I always played sports. That's so kind of just like, I kind of just like grew into my body. Like those jelly rolls just became like lengthened out, I guess. I don't know. I didn't do anything to get rid of them other than run around 100 times. Is that Ziggy and Otis?
Yeah, that was Ziggy. He's going nuts.
Are they flipping over tables? Ziggy? That's Ziggy?
That's just him.
Or you just flip over? He's like 12 pounds.
I know.
How did he flip over like a chair?
I don't know.
At Ziggy and Otis on Instagram. At Ziggy and Otis on Instagram. Give him a follow. I was a chubby little kid, played sports my whole life, so I just grew into my body, but I didn't really like learn how to be healthy, you know? I was just active enough to be healthy. So then I go to college, no sports, just played like intramural stuff, worked out here and there, but like didn't really know what it meant to have like a healthy lifestyle once I was done with sports, because sports just like naturally kept me healthy. Like I didn't really have to focus on much else. And so basketball, baseball, football, swimming, like you name it, we played it. And it's just like a harsh reality you get. So you get to college, freshman 15, you got chicken nuggets on the ready like 24/7 in the cafeteria. Like how are you not going to do that? Literally sandwich bar. You just get like the works every time you go through it. Like, yeah, give me one of everything.
Yeah.
First time. So it's crazy. So from there, I've like slowly learned how I can be healthy while still like getting my cheat meals all the time. What snacks I like to keep, like what I don't cut out, what I keep in my diet, stuff like that. When to exercise, how much to exercise, like how much my body can take, where I can push myself, where I can't push myself. So I'm still on that journey. And I think my biggest thing still is making sure I'm getting outdoors and getting active. That's like the big thing. Like I think I'm good at getting to the gym. I think I'm pretty good with diet. Making sure like I'm eating enough is the thing every once in a while I face. But like getting outdoors, like do you have any, before you get into like your journey, do you have any tips for getting outdoors? I don't have a dog. I don't have to go on walks or anything like that with my dogs. I could go on a walk by myself, obviously. Like these are my options, but like what are some tips?
I think getting outside, I think you have to kind of find something you enjoy doing. I know when we spent time in Yellowstone that we liked to hike, and there's obviously everything you do kind of is outside there. But it's definitely just find something you enjoy, whether it be like kayaking or who knows what, running, walking. You know, it's always nice. It's like refreshing to have a nice day sometimes and feel that, you know, the sun beating down on you and stuff. So I guess I would just find something you like to do, try new things outside. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah, I know we talked a lot about trying new things on our last couple pods, to be honest. Pretty much on all the pods we've talked about have been centered around trying new things, whether that's like with yourself or experiences. So I don't know. You want to talk a little bit about your journey?
Journey. Okay. There's there's not much of a crazy journey.
It's ongoing. That's what we just want to be relatable.
You know? Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure everyone can relate to their story.
I think our upbringings this kind of were the same. I remember I was a kid, probably like middle school. I was definitely like super chubby. And then the summer going from sixth grade to seventh grade, I grew like 7 or 8 inches that summer. Or not, maybe a little longer than the summer, but I grew a lot that year. I don't think I've grown since, but I was like 5'11 as like a 14-year-old. And then kind of just, you know, like playing sports, baseball, all that stuff. Baseball is basically year-round, and I'm not going to add bowling in there because I don't think that counts. But it was that's kind of where I'm at. I love to run. Not a crazy long runner, but I enjoy doing that. Yeah, I don't know. That's really my... I definitely let myself go sometimes and, like, totally forget about everything. And then, you know, I get into a mood and then I do it for a while and I stop for a while. And, you know, I'm that kind of guy.
I don't think there's a person on this planet who's not that kind of guy. So it's just, like, it's natural. I mean, you want to talk about, like the feeling you get when you're... when you've actually been doing good, like you're on a roll, you've been going to the gym, you've been getting outside, you've been like doing all these things that are on your goals list for at least your health and exercise and stuff like that. You want to talk about how that makes you feel? Like, I know the stress just like melts away when I'm doing that.
I mean, honestly, like everyone always says the hardest part is kind of just like getting up there to do it. But, you know, spending 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, such a small part of your day, but it feels like really good after is when you start accomplishing all that stuff. So it's like, if you just can think about that feeling afterwards and kind of capture it, you know, like I always think of like, you know, they call it like the runner's high or whatever. It's like after you're done, you feel like so good. I always try to think back to that, and then that's what keeps me going to keep trying it.
Yeah. I mean, I doing my research, like the things I found, a lot of the things I know and it's common knowledge, but just about exercising that, exercise improving your mood, emotional lift, you blow off stress, like a gym session, brisk walk, physical activity, like just releases chemicals in the brain that are making you feel more happy, more relaxed, less anxious. I totally feel that. I can absolutely relate. Like stressful day and like I get done, like I'll go and like I'll lift weights maybe and do something like extensive and just make myself sweat, and like literally all I'm doing is focusing on my breath, because like forget the problems of the day. Like I'm just trying to make sure I make it to my next breath.
Yeah.
That like changes everything around. It also, I feel when I'm hitting my exercise, like I have a boost of energy. Like not necessarily during the exercise, but like when I feel healthy, like I feel like I'm moving around day to day, like with more pep in my step. Like I just got a spring. You know what I mean? My endurance is up and everything. Like when I'm at work, when I'm outside of work, and I'm not even doing exercise activities, I just feel like I have more energy.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely part of it. I remember we were back from Yellowstone. Like, dude, it was a whole summer of, like, literally eating veggie burgers and not drinking at all and walking 22,000 steps a day, every day. It was, like, I felt the best my entire life.
Do you remember that? We got back and we felt like Superman pretty much.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so cool, that difference feeling. And then... it was just, I don't know, it's crazy. It was mind-blowing, honestly. I remember just having so much energy, waking up excited.
I can't stress, we're just two regular guys, like, just doing the same thing everybody else is. We're not doing anything crazy. And, like, that was 3 months of our life. And we pretty much, like, changed our whole, like, health around. It's crazy. Like, if you really can just buckle down and have the discipline for, like, 3 to 6 months of your life, you can completely change your health. It also, like, something I always notice is when I'm exercising, I sleep so much better, because I'm just, by the time I get to the end of the day, like, so, like, I talked about, like, it boosts my energy, like, I have more energy, but, like, by the time I get to the end of the day, like, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, midnight, like, I am ready to pass out, and I sleep like a rock, but I wake up, and then, like, that energy is right back, I feel good again, as long as I'm getting enough sleep, like, 6, 7, 8 hours, like, I feel so energized.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, like, one of the best perks of, you know, this whole process. I think everything just gets a little happier and not as hard, and that's why it's worth it. That's why people put so much stress and importance on it, because it's good for you all around.
I think, like, mental health, too. So you're not, like, it's something so little like this, but, like, you take a nap in the middle of the day, even though you've already worked out, or, like, you already are, like, going to work out later, and... like you don't beat yourself up for taking that nap late. You're like, oh, okay, like I already worked out, like whatever. Like, whereas if you didn't work out and you take that nap, then you like start questioning yourself. You start like mentally, you're like putting yourself down. You're like, oh, like I should have just gone and work out. Why did I take that nap? You know what I mean? And then you might like add up, like you're not only did you not work out, but you're beating yourself up mentally too. I do that all the time. Like, do you ever let that compile?
Yeah, definitely. For sure. I mean, yeah, you basically hit it right on the nail. That's exactly how, you know, it happens to me. I mean, one thing I'm trying to do more of, but it's so hard to do. I've done it like 3 times in my life, but I'd love to, no, I don't love it, but I'd like to like go to the gym before work and, you know, shower and go to work But then, because I hate like waking up at 7 and then working till 5 and then, you know, going to the gym. It's just like you don't have really much of a day. So it's like if I can get that peace out in the morning.
Right. You come back and the sun's already going down and you feel like, all right, day's over. Like I worked and I worked out. Like, where's my fun?
Yeah. Now I can just hang out and kind of waste some time doing some dumb shit.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. No, I know exactly what you mean. So you get up early, you work out, you go to work, you come home, then it feels like you have the rest of the night to like have fun. Even though you might be going to bed an hour sooner, like still everything, like it just changes. It's mindset, really.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked a lot about exercise, but like now relating it back to exercising and getting it outside. I know you said like finding stuff that you like, just making yourself like get outside. Like was looking up just benefits of being outdoors, sunlight, like literally in the most basic form, just sunlight is like amazing for your health. Turning like your body 10 to 15 minutes of sun on your skin like turns it into vitamin D, otherwise known as the sunlight vitamin, and it just like it releases serotonin in your brain. How many things can you do? Go ahead, make a science joke.
No, I was gonna say the sun's trash, dude. The sun is trash.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. I know you're a winter guy. You're a fall guy. Sorry.
Thank you.
But the sun is your friend. All right, pasty.
No, it's not, dude. It's
listen. Just 10 to 15 minutes. You're not gonna get a sunburn. No, it is exhausting, right? No, when you go out for a day in the sun, like you come back and you're so tired.
Yeah,
it feels good though. Those are the best naps when you come back and the AC is kicking.
That is true. That is the best. I'll agree with that.
That's for sure. So exactly. Okay. Now I got you back on my side a little bit. So yeah, literally going outside, literally just standing under the sun, releases like serotonin in your body. Is that not crazy?
Is that for every person or just yourself?
That's for every person. Yeah, yeah. That's not just for myself. So that's why people go through like seasonal depression. So when the winter hits, like people sometimes are seasonally depressed because there's not enough sunlight and serotonin in their body being released, and like they just don't have that happy feeling that naturally occurs when it's sunny outside. So it's tough. It's just like darkness triggers the release of hormones. Sunlight and darkness both trigger the release of hormones to your brain. So sunlight is the one that's releasing the serotonin, and it's called the mood booster, bro.
Is that like it takes more muscles to frown than it is to smile type thing?
It's not at all exactly. See, your sunglasses are off, so Cool Jake is gone, so I know you're not really listening to me. But no, I like it. I like it. Yeah, literally, you don't have to go on sunbathe either. It's like getting anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes of sunlight just on your arms, hands, face, like 3 times a week is all the vitamin D you need. They have all these – I know too much exposure to the sun is bad for your skin, but like a moderate amount of sunlight actually has preventative benefits when it comes to cancer. This is per Healthline. I don't want to be throwing out like fake facts like some people here, but this is per Healthline. So I'm just letting you guys know.
Oh boy.
It's more benefits of getting outdoors, being outside, like mental health, Jake.
Nah,
like,
dude.
Do you not feel better when you're out? You were out in Yellowstone. Think back to when you're camping.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got a point, but you don't to a certain extent.
Let's hear it. So you'd rather be cooped up. Your Netflix, I know I asked you, would you rather go out like and party or Netflix and chill? And your answer was Netflix and chill. Now I'm slowly starting to realize your answer is like Netflix and chill over everything.
Is that the case? I just want to relax and watch Planet of the Apes and then go to bed. Okay?
Yeah, honestly.
Going outside, too much work.
No, I got you. I got you pinned right now. Planet of the Apes or a concert in the park.
Oh, concert.
Live music.
Concert by far.
Live music. Yep.
All right. Okay. Got me there.
This is literally concert season. You can't come on last podcast and talk about concert season and then talk about sitting inside watching gorillas on your phone.
It's not gorillas, dude. Come on. It's more than that, man.
Planet of the Apes?
There's more than one type of whatever.
Well, okay. Science rules.
I am Bill Nye of this podcast.
So, for all you schoolers, moderate to vigorous activity and time outdoors actually correlates to better academic performance. So, I know you see all the time, like, these student athletes who are just, like, they seem like they can do it all. They're student athletes. They're, like, student body president. They have all this on their plate. It's actually because it's the correlation between physical activity and academic performance. It actually, a Finnish study of boys and girls in first through third grades found that moderate to vigorous activity, especially in boys, directly correlated to better reading fluency, reading comprehension, and arithmetic skills. The children who lead more sedentary lives had poor skills in both reading and math. Similar studies on older children received similar results. So the fact that I just messed up like five words in that sentence while reading about like poor reading skills means you're just lazy. What do you think that means for me?
You worry me, man. You just worry me.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. Let's not talk about it. Nature helps reduce stress levels. This comes from David Strayer, a scientist. He is a cognitive psychologist at the University of Utah. He has studied nature's calming effect on human stress levels. And in the National Geographic, he reported that our brains aren't tireless 3-pound machines. They're easily fatigued. When we slow down, stop the busy work, and take in beautiful natural surroundings, not only do we feel restored, but our mental performance improves too. So studies conducted on young adults in Japan is where Strayer got his supporting evidence. So, I mean, what do you think, dude? Like, you get outside, you just feel refreshed. Like, if you're going, you're sitting in a hammock as opposed to sitting on your couch. Do you just not feel, like, more connected with yourself? Less stressed, for sure. Like, they're both equally as comfortable, a hammock and a couch. I don't know. Maybe we can debate that, but...
That's a good question.
What do you think?
No, I definitely agree with that, man. I used to love, like, you know, I still do, like, going outside and just reading a book. Man, I don't do it often, but I should. But I do enjoy it when I can, and, you know, just relaxing. I remember, you know, we were at Yellowstone, not together, but we had the hammock all the time, and we used it all the time. And it was just, it was very relaxing, very peaceful. I remember, like, waking up and just hopping in that and falling asleep, and it was unreal. You felt very, it was very soothing, you know, the natural sounds and all that jazz, and, you know, the birds and crap, but it was awesome. I still love that. You got me thinking hardcore now. Like, I feel like I should be doing more of it.
Jake Hamilton, 2019. Yellowstone's a bunch of jazz and crap. Quote him on it. No, seriously. So, I mean, since this is one of the biggest weekends for camping this month.
What?
And this summer. Yep, this weekend in July. What are your camping, your best, like, camping must-haves? You must have it on the trip. And then your go-tos. Like, once you're on the trip, what do you like to do? How do you have the best camping experience?
Are we talking, like, while we're in the car, like, on the way to the campsite?
Yeah, let's start there.
All right, let's start there. Worst part is definitely packing up the car. So I usually find an excuse to do something that I don't have to help packing the car. For example.
Like, go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Mom, I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay.
3 hours later.
And then you're done. And then it's like, oh, the car's packed. So that works every time. You get off the worst part. And then you're in the car. My mom makes the best camping snacks. They're, like, unreal. I honestly don't even know how to describe them. But they're, like, these sweet, spicy pickles. And then there's, like, these crackers with a bunch of, like, red pepper and stuff on it. It's so good. So you get there. You find the site. And then you go to the bathroom again. Then once the site is, like, set up, you're good to
oh,
move.
Oh, you're terrible.
Then you're ready to start camping. You got through the hard part. Now it's time to relax. I don't know. When I go camping, to me, it's all about, like, relaxation. It's really, like, not about doing stuff. It's about just kind of being outside, you know, reading a book, listening to music, playing guitar, drinking whiskey, all four of those together at once. And
yes, 100%.
That's the dream. And then... that's kind of the best part of it. You definitely need beef jerky on the trip, because if you don't, it's not really camping. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really like tent camping. I'm more of, like, let's grab a cabin type guy. You know, I like my comfort, but I don't know if that's real camping or not. But
glamour camping, like
glamping. Glamping.
Yeah. I mean, that's dope. Your parents have the trailer, yeah?
Yeah, they have a camper, so they...
I'm sending them this link the second we put this out, just so you know. So,
oh, they
so
know.
They're going to make you pack the car next time. Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, we went camping once this summer, and it was awesome. I mean, it was good weather, still a little bar hopping, you know, on the lake.
How would you explain camping to someone who's literally never done it before, like a city kid, grew up, has never camped.
I feel like it'd be hard for me, honestly, to convince them, because on the surface, you know, you look at it for what it's worth, and it looks like, oh, that sucks. Like,
yeah.
Not that it sucks, but it's hard. It's just like some people don't find it relaxing. Some people don't find it fun. But I think once you go your first time and you're having a bonfire, you know, you're shooting shots of tequila and the music's good, I think people will come around to it. I think that's where camping becomes a little fun. And then
pull that quote.
No, but seriously, it's hard to convince people who have never done it or who maybe don't want to experience it. But I think once you do it, you know, they might like it. They might seem to enjoy that it's very relaxing.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. Christina's going camping this weekend.
Oh.
And I have, and it's tent camping, and I've tried to explain, like, oh, like, I'm jealous I can't go, kind of thing. And she's like, honestly, like, you could take my place. But that's the exact same thing, like, someone who hasn't done it before, someone who's just, like, not excited about it, it's hard to really talk it up. It's like, oh, you're going to go, like, sleep somewhere less comfortable, with less protection, less food, like, no running water. Yeah,
exactly. Like, yeah, on the surface, that's what it looks like.
And you can only get warm by starting a fire. Yeah, you're right. It does not sound fun, but it is.
I'm actually was thinking about this too. Is I'm actually the type of guy who, like, if I go on like a vacation or something, I like to be doing something constantly. Like, I'm not like, I honestly am not the type of person who can sit on a beach for 9 hours and drink and read a book. Like, I just can't do it. It's like, it's exhausting. It's not
that's
fun.
On vacation, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that on vacation. I need to, like, move around. I need to, like, go see what this place has to offer. I mean, I don't know. I just can't sit still.
Like, the full experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm totally the same way.
As you're going to the beach next week. Just kidding.
Sorry, yes. Let's be fair. I've been to this place every year for my entire life, so there's no more exploring. The beach is all I have, and I love true. It. But, so you were saying when you go on vacation, you're moving around all the time. But when you camp, the opposite, yeah?
Yeah, I think that comes with a little, like, expectations. So, like, when my family goes camping, it's usually to a place I've been, like you said, since I was a kid. We usually go to Old Forge or somewhere in the Adirondacks where I'm very familiar with. So it's like, even as a kid, we did all the stuff growing up. So now it's like, there's nothing really for me to see or do. So it's just like, that's when you can kind of ease it in. And camping's cheap, too. That's one of the beauties of it. It's fairly affordable, and it's that's why so many people love to do it, because you can take a weekend and spend $20 on a tent site and just chill out.
See, I love, because that's an excuse, or not an excuse, that's a like a selling point I would use. It's cheap. And then, like, they're like, yeah, because there's no toilets. Like, okay, you got me there. Like, it's a tough sell, but literally just go experience it, get out, do it. And I really think you're going to come back with a different opinion. For the small percentage of you that don't, let me know your story, because I think that's really funny anyways. I want to hear about your poor camping experience. If you ended up sleeping in the car or anything like that, like, let me know.
Yeah.
What else?
Definitely need
one of the biggest weekends for camping. Jake's got all the tips for getting there, and his tips are don't help out. He's got all the tips for once you get there, which is don't help out. And he's got all the tips for when you're hanging out, which is just to do nothing, which I absolutely agree with that one. You're at the fire. Campfire is an absolute must. Like, you don't have a campfire, you did something wrong along the way. What kind of snacks do you have around the campfire?
Definitely s'mores. That's, like, the number one. You need to have that.
You have to have s'mores. You have to have a drink.
Like
we talking whiskey. Yeah, you said tequila.
I mean, it's got to be like a mood thing. You know, it's like, what am I feeling tonight? Am I feeling like being a 60-year-old man, or am I feeling like being fun in 23? You know what I mean? Like, it's a different, you know, it's a vibe. But
so whiskey to tequila.
No, but seriously, I'm more of a whiskey guy. I like it. So that's always, I don't know. Whenever I go camping, I usually have something.
Okay, so you got s'mores, you got drinks. You got to have hot dogs.
Yes.
That's a must. That's like that. You just got to have, that's the substance in your meal right there. You got the s'mores, you got the drinks, hot dogs. I know your dad has done He literally just takes full ears of corn with the husk still on it and throws it in the fire. Like, do you want to explain that process a little bit? Because they're delicious. Yeah. Absolutely delicious.
He loves doing that. He puts them in some tin foil and just throws them in, literally on the fire. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, not even, like...
On the doesn't fire. Hold just, like, it. Toss it in the fire. Just
throws it right in the fire. And it's usually pretty good, but... Yeah, we always do that, and my mom loves to, like, cook over the fire, and I don't know. She makes all this stuff. She's, like, soup. They're both super into it, and I think I kind of... I mean, I'm not into it. I love it, but it's, like, I need it in doses.
For sure. You can't do it every weekend, or else you just become a mountain man.
Yeah.
Which is what we did for 3 months, which was awesome in Yellowstone, but...
It was awesome. But I think at the end of that experience, we were both a little exhausted from it. Or, you know, like... Yeah,
that's for sure.
You know, I wanted to get home.
A PSA, I want to say that the corn was amazing. Probably the butter and all the salt that you roll on at the end really helps, but still amazing. So good idea if you're looking for another cheap option besides hot dogs. Okay, I think we talked enough about exercise and going outdoors and our shitty habits. What do you say we go through some quick hits?
This is my favorite part of the pod. 100% every time.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready, ready?
I'm, like, ready, ready, ready. Yeah, ready.
Your face says you're scared and that you're ready to sleep. I need you to be ready for these quick hits, okay? One more time. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Number one, ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Wow, that's actually a really hard one. I'm going to go ice cream on that, though.
Oh, you started saying frozen yogurt. Okay, number two, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Neither.
Moment of silence for Drake's music taste. Number three, Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Four, New York or L.A.?
Only been to New York, so I'm going to go that.
Nickelodeon or Disney Channel?
Wow, that's a really hard one. I'm glad you didn't say Cartoon Network because I have a theory on that. But I'm going to go Nickelodeon for sure.
Nickelodeon. Okay. Breathe. You got through it. Again, you're always like one step away, one wrong answer away from like landing on the psychopath chart. But don't worry. You made it out alive. Let's go. Let me hear your why not Cartoon Network?
I have a theory on Cartoon Network. I don't think I can air it vocally over the pod because it sounds terrible, but it's not.
Conspiracy theory.
Okay, so I'll make it personal. I'm just like, I'm not friends with people who liked Cartoon Network as kids. Straight up. Like, if you liked Cartoon Network as a kid and you're telling me about the Courage the Cowardly Dog, like, we're not going to be friends. And that's the first step.
What if you would choose Nickelodeon and Disney Channel over Cartoon Network, but you also still liked Cartoon Network?
Still not friends.
I don't... Well, okay. It was nice knowing you, bud. See you later. Courage the Cowardly Dog. I watched Tom and Jerry on the Cartoon Network. Dude, like, is that fair? On.
No, just watch... Like, there's so many better shows. Why'd you waste time watching that?
Tom and Jerry? Classic.
I mean, Tom and Jerry, I did enjoy that one.
Oh.
When I was, like, real young and then I grew up, you know.
Oh, how the turntables.
Dude, I'm serious.
Okay, favorite show on Nickelodeon and favorite show on Disney. Go.
As a kid?
As a kid. I got both of mine loaded up. I think I know your Nickelodeon one, but...
It's probably going to be SpongeBob. I feel like it has to be, you know?
It's got
to
be.
Or, like, you know, Jimmy Neutron probably came close. Like, Rocket Power is really cool.
Fairly Odd Parents, Rocket Power. Okay.
Yeah, those are
But SpongeBob best. Has to take the cake. Yeah,
it just has to. And then Disney Channel. I loved Even Stevens.
Even Steven. That's a good one.
That was a great show. Absolute gold.
Mine's different. It's Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
That's what I was going to say at first. Show. That's a good one.
Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya. The third.
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. What else? Ice cream or frozen yogurt? You really struggled with that one. You said, oh, I don't know, fro ice cream.
No, that's tough. I think that also comes with kind of with, you know, and it's about...
It's like the, a whiskey or the, tequila kind of question.
Exactly the same thing. It's like it's got to be in the mood, right? We always have, like, ice cream sandwiches or ice cream in the house. So, look, I'm on this big ice cream kick. Okay, I don't sound like it's bad, but, like...
Big ice cream kick. That's called an addiction, Jake.
That is what's on right now for me. So it's like I'm going dessert. It's going to be that for now, but I might get back into froyo. It's been a little while for me. So
okay, I asked New York or LA. You said you never been to LA, so New York. I've also never been to LA, but I feel like I would choose LA. What do you think of that?
Interesting.
Like the idea of LA, like the beach, I guess, and everything, like, just sounds more appealing to me.
I mean, I've seen the show Californication, so I feel like I might choose LA because of that show. But actually, no, I'm like really being kind of, I'm not really thinking straight right now because I actually do not really like New York City. So I don't know why I said that, but
okay.
I kind of just said it because I've been there. But
favorite part about New York City then?
Ooh, that's tough. I love Central Park.
Is it ever weird to you, like, being from New York, that people just say New York and the assumption is New York City?
I was actually going to tweet about that the other day. It's really funny you said that because I think it's kind of cool. And then you got to explain to them, like, nah, I'm from Rochester.
I love saying that down here where I live. I'm like, oh, I'm from New York. They're like, oh, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm like, I'm not.
It's like people, when they think New York, they don't know that's actually like a full state. They think of it as just the city, which is cool.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I moved 6 hours away to D.C. and I'm the same distance away from New York City I was than when I lived in New York State, Rochester. So
it's mind blowing.
So, yeah. Nike or Adidas? You seem pretty indifferent on that. I don't even remember what you said. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I said Nike. Nike. I've always liked Nike, playing baseball and stuff like that. But Adidas has kind of grown on me, you know, a little bit.
I like Nike for function. I guess I like Adidas for style a little bit more lately.
I think that's very fair. I think that's exactly kind of how I would categorize my opinion as well, actually.
I don't really buy clothes anymore unless they say Toy Story on them, so my opinion doesn't mean much. Okay, now I save this one for last because this was the one that teeter-tottered you on the fence of psychopath or not. Okay, Cool Jake, his glasses are back on. He's answering. Let me ask you this question again now that your glasses are on, your sunglasses.
Sure.
Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
The answer is going to be the same, man. I honestly don't know much about
I'll take the glasses back off. So.
I don't know much about either to really give a full opinion. And I don't think I'm ever going to take the time to know much about either to get an opinion. Now, and that's nothing wrong. It's just not my cup of tea, so I don't usually try to develop opinions about it.
I respect that. But I was coming at it more from the angle. Drake is with the Raptors. He's got his hand in so many different pots. Kendrick Lamar just seems like a pure artist who seems to be the master of his craft. He made soundtrack for Black Panther. He's got like so many albums. That was more the question of Drake or Kendrick Lamar. Who do you like more? Not necessarily like artist talent music wise, but
I got an opinion now.
Oh, he's got an opinion now. Okay.
I definitely would go Kendrick on that. Just because, honestly, this would bother me. This bothered me. It didn't really bother me. But when you saw, like, during the NBA Finals.
Sounds like it bothered you.
It didn't. I mean, it did. But clear. It was kind of, like, annoying. It was just like, ew, I don't want to see that, you know. It's like.
Oh, I think the Kevin Durant
fans. It honestly felt like Drake, the media portrayed Drake as part of the team. Right? But at the end of the day,
he is part of the organization. So is the organization different than the team?
How is he part of the organization then?
He is the head of global affairs for the Raptors.
Interesting.
Is this news to you?
It actually is. So it might change my opinion. Actually, I mean,
he's a part of the organization. Obviously, he's not a head coach, or he's not any of the coaches, or he's not any of the players. So I know what you mean. He got a lot of the coverage media wise. But I mean, he is up against guys like Kawhi, who say all of three words. So what do you know, Jake? What do you expect from him?
He's just very vocal on the sidelines. Like, I don't know. For sure. I get being excited because obviously, the one time the Raiders have been good in my 23-year lifetime, I was probably like that. But I don't know. I just it's like, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. It seemed very like cocky and stuff, but. All right,
so he chooses Kendrick Lamar because he doesn't like Drake. All right, that's fair. At least you came up with an option.
Thanks. Yeah, took some time.
Quick hits. All right, I love that they're quick hits. I love getting your answers immediately, but then I love breaking them down afterwards. Got anything else for the people before we go?
No, I don't. But I think we're doing this again soon, so we'll have two episodes out this week, which is cool and exciting and fun. And
for sure. And like we talked about before, we used to have a different podcast where we actually did a charity fantasy football league where we raised money. I would love to hear any suggestions for like any sort of charity we can do nowadays. If you guys have any creative options, please let us know at Johnny Burzak on Twitter and Instagram, at Jake E. Hamilton on Twitter, at Jake T. Hamilton on Instagram.
Nice.
Hit us up. Like, hey, I know that T does not go with Twitter. I just have to think like, oh, Jake made it hard for us. But yeah, hit us up on social media if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you think we're just goofy looking, let us know. Please, we're trying to get back in the charity game. We want to do something good with this podcast. We got some ideas of our own, so hit us up. Maybe we can merge the ideas, you know, make something cool out of it. The good news storyline is something we're all about. Please rate and subscribe us because we are now on Apple Podcasts. That was a big leap. Anchor finally got us on there. So for all of you people that don't like Spotify, that prefer Apple Podcasts, you can delete the Spotify app, whatever. Yeah. Maybe you won't be my friend. You'll probably be Jake's friend, but that's a story for another time. So I don't got anything else for you guys.
Yeah,
sounds... Jake, take us away.
I got nothing else either. We'll see you shortly. All right, yeah.
Peace out, people.